This weekend is the Fargo-Moorhead Artist Studio Crawl. If you go to prairiepublic.org and look at the map, one of the places you will see open for you is Steve Revlin's workshop, where he makes dramatic and beautiful pieces of furniture.
Well, there are furniture artists all over the world that make sculptural type pieces. You can use them. Furniture is usable. You can make it sculptural. So you walk in the room and wow, you know, you love it, but you can also use it.
What material do you use?
I have a tendency to use more exotics from Costa Rica, Mexico, Brazil, Australia. I get walnut from Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania, and some cherry from Pennsylvania, but mainly exotics like monkey pod and acacia and peroda. Here are a collection of pieces that will be in the crawl. You've got walnut, teak, elm from one of our boulevards, elm burl from Pennsylvania, claro walnut in the back there from California, and ash from Pennsylvania, and this is cherry from Pennsylvania. I go for the crotch of the tree. You can see at the crotch of the tree is where the action is. That's where you get the beautiful grain pattern, and usually the slab is irregular in shape.
So during the studio crawl, if somebody drops by, what should they expect to be greeted with here?
If I look back 12, 13 years ago, it was busy and I was hoarse by the end of the day. But this year they're going to see, I'm celebrating my 50th year as a woodworker. So this summer I took the summer off to make 35 new pieces that will be in the crawl. So I think this time when people come, they'll go, wow, you know, that's a lot of pieces.
How's it been doing that work?
Pardon me? How's it been?
Yeah.
Well, I've lost 15 pounds over the summer, and it's been fun. My wife says I have way too much fun at my job, and she's probably right. It's really the only job that I've ever had.
But you've done a lot of different things in the art scene here in town?
I've owned some art galleries, the Uptown Gallery, the Revlin Gallery, and I'm co-owner in Dakota Fine Art with eight other fine artists. Combined experience, we've got like 350 years between the nine of us. So yes, I've always tried to give back to the arts community any way that I can.
So if people come, will they be back here in the workshop, or where are you going to have things set up?
I'm going to have all my pieces, weather permitting, out in the courtyard, and then I'll have my shop cleaned up and so people can come in here. I'm doing a custom project right now for First Lutheran Church.
You've got some big equipment and some big layout here.
You know, the tools aren't that special. It's what you do with the tools, as long as the blades are sharp and I've got all my fingers, which I still have. It's really what you do with the tools.
That's Steve Revlin, and you can see what he does with the tools a little bit if you go to this story at prairiepublic.org. You'll see a couple of pictures, or better yet, go to the Fargo-Moorhead Studio Artist Crawl this weekend and stop in at his studios and see in person a whole bunch of beautiful, amazing pieces of furniture that he has made. Also at prairiepublic.org, the complete map of the Fargo-Moorhead Artist Studio Crawl. There's a fascinating array of studios open for you to visit. Got to catch them all. This report supported by the Arts Partnership with funding from the cities of Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. I'm Bill Thomas at Prairie Public.